Garvey raised an eyebrow. A famous parole officer let you get mauled by a bear. Now you'll end up in a hospital. When you're released, you'll still have your parents to deal with and you'll still be facing a jail term. I doubt the hearing circle will consider returning you to the island after what's happened. You realize all that, don't you? Cole nodded.
I do. But it's okay. Whatever happens now, I'm done being mad.
Edwin shook his head.
A person is never done being mad. Anger is a memory never forgotten. You only tame it.
He pointed out toward the islands.
Tell me more about this spirit bear.
The bear was pure white, Cole said. The last time it came, it stood right over me. He spoke in a whisper.
I reached up and touched it.
Edwin studied Cole.
Spirit bears live hundreds of miles south of here, off the coast of British Columbia. Not here in these islands.
He shook his head.
We've hunted here since I was young, and so have my parents and their parents. There are no spirit bears around here, except maybe in your mind.
Cole started to argue, then remembered the handful of white hair he had pulled off the bear. Want a bet? He said, reaching for his pants in the bag beside him. Suddenly he paused. His life had become filled with lies, and the more he lied, the more he always tried to prove he was right. Never had he been strong enough to simply tell the truth. Cole put down the bag. Today, things would change. From now on, he would speak the truth, even if it meant going to jail. He spoke softly.
I don't need to prove anything. I'm telling the truth.
Edwin narrowed his eyes at Cole. Then he turned and walked up the dock.
Looks like I'm going to Ketchikan with you, Garvey said. I need to get my things. I'll be right back.
As he turned to leave, he winked.
Don't go anywhere.
Cole watched Garvey leave. Finding himself alone, he looked out at the mirrored water. Maybe he had never really seen the spirit bear. He strained his neck to make sure nobody was watching. Then reached into the paper bag and pulled out his jeans. Carefully, he poked his hand into the front pocket and wrapped his fingers around something matted and fuzzy. He pulled his hand from the bag and opened his fist. There, in the palm of his hand, was a wad of hair. Cole stared. The hair was white. All white.
It's true, he whispered. I wasn't lying.
Deliberately, he raised his hand and tossed the hair into the water. Beginning today, he would tell the truth. His words would become his only proof. As loud voices approached the dock and a plane droned overhead circling to land, Cole watched the white patch of hair. It floated on the water, and the breeze tugged it out away from the dock. The little clump bobbed about, drifting with the tide, then finally blinked from sight. Smiling, Cole rested his head on the stretcher. Edwin had said that anger was a memory never forgotten. That might be true, but the spirit bear was also a memory that would never disappear from his mind or heart.